from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome back to hour number 2 of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number 2. That guy right there is the birthday boy. It's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're hanging out with you until noon. Then we will hand it off to D'Lo and KC, and they will rock with you until 4 right here on Sacramento's Sports Leader. Want to remind you a couple of housekeeping notes. Right now, you can go to ESPN1320.com to enter to win a 4-pack of tickets to Legoland. That sounds like a great time. Head over to ESPN1320.com right now to enter to win a 4-pack of tickets to Legoland. Tonight on this very radio station, Dallas at Oklahoma City. We'll talk about those games. Tonight's game's coming up, but Dallas and Oklahoma City, I don't think it's been the best series, but I think it's been the most interesting.
Yeah, I think it's the most highly competitive series. I don't know. Because, I mean, if we look at the way that the Denver series has gone, it's like Denver got clubbed the first two.
Yeah, that's true.
And then kind of blew them up. So maybe I would put that as a more intriguing series. But
I feel like Pacers-Knicks has been the best series. There's some really good games there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But
Dallas OKC is right there. Anyways, fascinating series. Game 5, that thing is now knotted up at 2. Game 5 tonight at Oklahoma City. We will have it for you. Coverage begins at 6 p.m. right here on ESPN 1320. And also want to remind you that this program, The Insiders, James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, is available wherever you get your podcasts. So maybe you can only listen for a few minutes. Maybe you miss a show. Whatever it is, you can go back and check us out at the James Hamm and Kyle Madsen Show wherever you get your podcasts. Just go search the James Hamm and Kyle Madsen Show. Hit subscribe. Leave a rating. Leave a review. Even if you don't plan on listening, if you could just go and subscribe, that'd be great. We would appreciate that immensely.
There you go.
It makes us look good to the company. And maybe it lets us get another hour.
Oh.
I don't know.
All right. Kyle's just putting things out there.
I'm just trying everything at this point.
Just seeing if it sticks.
I would like to do more radio. So that's what we're looking to do. All right. Anyways. NBA playoffs, Kings offseason. TC just called a little bit ago, 916-909-1320 if you want to join the show, 916-909-1320. And basically was like, F them picks.
Yeah.
Rather give up picks than players. I think he's right. Like that's I think, an important point that comes with all of this, and we'll reiterate this throughout the offseason. When we talk about trades and moving players and moving picks and this and that, it's not necessarily like the Kings have to get rid of player A and B because those players are bad and the team is worse with them on it. It's not that. It's just team building. It's trying to improve your team and what areas can you make your team better. And if you can financially and if the player is available where, yeah, you know what? You can move Kevin Huerter into a different role and Harrison Barnes into a different role and improve your starting lineup. And now all of a sudden you've got these two players who are maybe not perfect for the starting lineup, but now they're overqualified for their role. Like, yeah, sure. But in reality, there's no move the Kings are going to make, no substantial move the Kings are going to make this offseason that doesn't involve packaging players and shipping them out. No matter how many picks they want to give up, that's just not a realistic thing where the Pelicans are going to say, yeah, we'll trade Brandon Ingram for just the picks.
Yeah.
And financially, that doesn't work either.
No.
Like, there's rules that are involved where you got to move some pieces.
Yeah. So here's the question. Like, who are you as a team and how close are you, right? If you feel like that's why they quote-unquote ran it back last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple. Like, they thought that they had got to a certain point and that the natural, like, progression of a team is that they would get better.
Mm-hmm.
That Mike Brown is going to have a huge impact on their defensive side of the ball, which he did,
mm-hmm.
But also that their offense was going to remain the same, which it didn't. And part of the reason why your offense didn't remain the same was that you put a lot more focus just on the energy on the court, not off the court, not on what your game planning, but your energy on the court was spent on the defensive end. So you're going to have some natural dip in shooting percentages,
mm-hmm.
right? That's going to happen.
Sure.
But on top of that, there are players that just didn't play well. And everyone knows that happens, that mm-hmm. players like hit a certain point and sometimes they just don't look the same the next season for whatever reason. They have a good shooting year, a bad shooting year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I like to go back to the early 90s, like Brett Saberhagen would win the Cy Young like every other year. And then the years in between, he was absolutely horrible for
the
Kansas City Royals. Like, there were these times where he was excellent. And then the next year, you're like, oh, what happened to him? And then the next year, he'd be excellent. You're like, all right, none of this makes any sense. So, like, that's something where there are players that naturally have this type of performance where they're great and then they're not. So what you have to do is you have to figure out, like, is this a group you can move forward with, or how do we make this, you know, how do we tweak this thing to make it better? And then you have to come to the realization of whether or not you're at an all-in moment and whether or not you have a, you know, cards in your hand that you think that can win you something big.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to decide if you're going to push all your chips in or not. This is kind of that moment for me, for the Kings. Like, you saw that your team was good. Mm-hmm. They weren't good enough. It's possibility that a tweak or two might take you to the next level, but it's also possible that that's not enough either. And then we start having the seed of doubt, like, seep in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a seed of doubt. I want to know that you're going to be a top 4 or 5 team in the Western Conference.
Yeah.
And the only way to know that is to go out there and acquire someone who's better than what you already have.
Yes.
And I've said this a couple of times, like, the Kings don't need to make a move because they need to make a move. They need to make a move because they're not good enough right now as constructed,
yeah,
to compete for an NBA championship. And that should be the ultimate goal. And we also saw this last season that they might not have been good enough to compete for a playoff spot if they had injuries happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, everyone the year before took so much offense to everybody saying, oh, the only reason the Kings had a great season because they had injuries. Well, they had injuries, and they didn't make the postseason.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that it's only because of injuries. They blew a bunch of games early. But at the end of the day, like, this is a moment where I look at this team and say, if I'm the one who's pushing the buttons and saying yes or no to major deals,
mm-hmm.
I have to go all in. And what all in means can be, is like complicated, but I agree. Like, forget your draft picks, forget all of that. If you think you can be a team that's going to draft in the top, in the bottom 10 mm-hmm. in the league for the next 5 years, then you go all in because those draft picks don't mean that much anyways.
Right. Like, that's an easy call if you're Sacramento. And by the way, just to your point, and I think to enhance your point, not to disparage what the Kings did in the 22-23 season, because it was incredible, but 48 wins would have been the 8th seed this year.
Mm.
I check. you can construct a way the Kings get to 48 wins and they are a higher seed, you know, if they beat the Pelicans once or if they beat the, you can, I think there's a way you can do that. But if they win 48, let's say they win 48 games again, but they beat Detroit at home and they beat Charlotte at home. They're at 48 wins and they're the eighth seed instead. Like that's just not, so again, okay, great. You're in this tier of team, but staying in the tier the Kings are in right now is death. Staying in the, maybe. Yeah, hey, if everything goes right, they could be a sixth seed. And maybe if they get the right matchup in the first round, it's better than where they were the previous 16 years, for sure.
Of course.
But at some point, like, you have to move past that. At some point, it's no longer, well, hey, at least we're, hey, at least it's not the previous 20 years or however long. That played last year, and I think it played even a little bit this year. But next year, dog, again, we're going to harp on urgency, but that's what you were just saying. It's not, okay, well, just make a move because that's something to do. And no, you have to identify whatever the front office has identified their weaknesses, the thing that is keeping them at this ceiling of back into the playoffs in a normal year, back into the playoffs, top of the play-in-ish on a normal year. They have to identify that and fix it now.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is. Again, I'm not going to call out specific players or specific guys. Do you need De'Aaron Fox to be better on a night-in, night-out basis? Sure. Would you like to see Domas shoot it a little more? Sure. Would you like to see Keegan Murray be more aggressive on a night-in, night-out basis? Yeah, totally. But also, it can't just be that. And that's where I think you start talking picks. Everything has to be on the table. I think anybody outside of Fox, Sabonis, Keegan, and if Malik Monk comes back, has to be on the table. Now's it. Now it's now. It's right now.
And then I'll even leave you with this before we hit break. What if you could whisper to Malik Monk that, hey man, you might want to stick around because we might get Player X.
All right, well, we're just going to blow through it, and we're just going to go through it now because it's just too late. So okay. We're just going to keep doing that. Yeah, and that's, I think, going to be part of it. And if you're Malik Monk, and again, because there's going to be meetings, there's going to be, maybe it's a golf outing, which, by the way, on the golf thing, my take on it just real quick because we didn't get to it last week. Malik Monk likes to golf, and rich people invited him to go golf at, I'm sure, a super nice course. So, like, of course he went and played. I mean, it's a good sign for sure, but I'm not taking anything from it.
Well, I think the sign that you should read from that, Kyle, is that the Kings are all in. Whatever can offer to him, they're going to offer to him.
Yeah. And was that in question?
Well,
I didn't think that was a question.
No, but I mean, I think it should be, it's just understood.
Yeah.
Like, if there are any way that they can sweeten the deal, that they can make this thing work, they're going to do it right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and they're showing you. They're showing you that they're willing to do it, and that's good. That's a good thing if you're a Kings fan and you're hoping that, you know, this is a guy. This is the equivalent of the Maloofs renting the billboard. Chris Webber will mow your lawn, right? Sure. So, like, if you stay, we'll mow your lawn. So this is like you're going all in, and I get it, but I also think telling Malik, "Hey, man, like we're going to make not only the commitment to you."
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make a commitment to the rest of the team to get better right now. That's as much a selling point as anything else. Like, look, dude, we've got a trade that we're going to pull off that's going to change the complexity of this roster and make it better and give you more options.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to win more games. Mm-hmm. And we want you to be part of that. I think that, as much as any other thing, is going to be something that will weigh on Malik, because when it comes down to it, the Kings can't pay what other teams can pay.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, like if
at
they
least
were,
right now.
Yeah. I looked at the numbers. It's I think it was Keith Smith throughout, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to give, like, Malik Kawhi, let's just say someone throws a 4-year, $100 million deal at him, right?
Yeah.
The Kings can't match that today. What they could do is they could give him a 2-year 36, and then when that's over, they can give him 2 years at whatever, 32 million, mm-hmm. And basically come up with the same deal over 4 years mm-hmm. that Malik would get. Now, I'm not saying that Malik is going to get $32 million a year from the Sacramento Kings. I don't know if that's the case.
Sure.
But I certainly think the Kings can renegotiate after 2 years. They can add a whole lot more money to the pot. Now we start worrying about, like, what did you do to get there? And that's also the year that Keegan kicks in. And mm-hmm. it's, you know, like, what are you going to do if you were to acquire a guy like Brandon Ingram? Now you're looking at $40 million a year for him plus. Mm-hmm. You know, De'Aaron Fox might renegotiate and go up. And so you start to come to this, you know, this, like, bad situations financially. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that you don't go all in. And I do believe, like, I know a lot of people are questioning this, but I do believe that Vekron Adeva will pay the luxury tax if it means you're a bona fide contender.
Yes.
I have no... And if he won't, then I'll be the first one to say, hey, your boy Lacob did it. Like, where are you at? Well, go get six more investors. That's what you seem to do every other time.
Yeah.
Go get the money to do it. If you can't afford it, then you know what? GTFO. If you can't do it, if you can't pay the money to put a championship contender and keep them here, then you need to not be the owner anymore. That's it. Like, if you're there, if you're right there at that point, then bye.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Like, you got other guys that are sitting next to you that can. Because mm-hmm. I know the Jacobs brothers can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Raj Pathal, he probably can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what this is about. Like, if you can mm-hmm. get to a point where you are a contender, where mm-hmm. you are... And it becomes like a luxury tax question. I'm not going to pin that on him right now, though, because this team has not been good enough for him to make that commitment
mm-hmm.
or for them to go into some weird luxury tax just because.
Yeah.
And to pay all kinds of money and then lose picks and all that stuff just because.
Yeah.
Like, you haven't been good enough. Sure. I get it. And sometimes you got to invest, but there's also a point where you have to be able to get the player that you want. And that's, it's not always, it doesn't always coincide with when you have cap space.
Yeah. This is where I think the league needs to look into how they count roster, or not rosters, but contracts against the cap.
Oh, yeah.
Because this sucks for the Kings, because as we sit here and talk about this, we go, okay, they drafted De'Aaron Fox.
Mm-hmm.
They picked De'Aaron Fox, they brought him into their building. And he has proven to be a good draft pick who is worth a max contract, so he's going to get that money. Oh, Keegan Murray, another player who, again, I think we need to see one more kind of leap this year before you're going, yeah, we're gonna cash him out big time. But they're going to be up against it because two players that they drafted and brought into their building are really, really good. And like, that's the goal. You should be wanting teams to do that. You should be incentivizing teams to do that. It should be a good thing for the Hawks that they got the number one pick, and instead it's like, oh god, so expensive. Like, that sucks.
Yeah, I would propose something to the NBA as part of like CBA negotiations, because I do believe that, like, you don't have to make it so it doesn't count against a cap, but
like, if a lesser percentage.
Yeah, if you have a 5 year like window where like, if a player is with your team for 5 years
mm-hmm.
and you have an extension, I believe that there should be a point where a certain amount of that dollar shouldn't count towards the luxury tax.
Right.
Because this is about retaining your players. It's about having a 8-year-old get a jersey at his first game
mm-hmm.
and turning 16 and still having his favorite player play yes. for the same team.
Yes.
That's how you build something.
Correct.
It's why the Oakland A's disintegrated their fan base mm-hmm. by never letting anyone get attached to a specific player.
Mm-hmm. And conversely, it's why the San Francisco Giants built a massive fan base. A, they were winning championships in the early to mid-2010s.
Yep.
But B, it was all the same dudes.
That's it. That's it.
Everybody had their favorite player.
Yes.
It was a whole thing when Brandon Crawford left.
Well, and I mean, like, if people here in Sacramento, like, just think of how many people still have the bobbleheads from the golden years.
Man, great point.
How many people do you know from that team? You all had your favorite players.
Yep.
You have to, like, if I'm the NBA, this is something that I would really focus on. Like, it again, if you got to pay somebody $70 million, maybe $50 million counts towards the luxury tax, but that extra $20 million, you just kind of write it off.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's, you want teams to stay together. You want teams like, and the right thing to, like, be fair. Like, if you're going to go acquire a bunch of guys, then no, it all counts.
Yeah, totally.
But the other money for your own guys, the guys who have been there a certain amount of time, it should count in a different way.
Yeah, especially now, because it used to be before the first and second apron and the penalties for being in the second apron. I know there was a repeater tax and all that jazz, but it was just a financial thing. It was like, yo, your owner is rich as hell. Like, he should just pay the tax and keep the good players. And if not, like, sorry.
Yeah.
But that door is open to everybody. But now it's like you get penalized for being on the second apron for what, in consecutive years, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, you start losing picks.
Right. And that's like, that's a huge deal for keeping, like, Oklahoma City is going to be up against this.
Oh, yeah. The second apron isn't even that high.
No.
It's $17.5 million over the luxury tax dollars. So luxury tax is $171, so $188.5, something like that. Man. That's all it is. Man. And that, like, we can talk about the Kings, how close they can get to that by doing nothing.
Yeah.
Like, by retaining, you know, again, by keeping Malik Monk, you're at 170.
Yeah.
Your first round pick, that puts you at 173. Now, you can't go out and do much more.
Jeez.
Like, without trading players away, you can't go out and do much more. And again, you have to trade players in order to get players back.
Yeah,
you
got
to be within percentages and stuff. But yeah, I think it's interesting. And, you know, in the chat here, Tom L brings up another point too. There could be a way. I don't know why that didn't work. There we go. Where the NBA does allow for income tax to be part of a deal.
That's a great point.
And I think that because state to state is different. Everybody pays the same federal tax. And for people who don't know, NBA players get hit with a tax bill in every state they play in.
As all professional athletes.
Yeah, all professional athletes. So again, if you play, you know, for teams that don't play in California, but let's say a team in Texas, right? But they have to play...
No state income tax in Texas.
Yeah, no state income tax, but they've got to play the Kings twice here in Sacramento. They've got to play the Warriors twice. They've got to play the Lakers twice and the Clippers twice. That's eight games in the state of California that they have to pay tax on legitimately. They get hit by it for a tax bill. But I do think that there should be a way to make it so a contract is a $25 million contract in every state is basically the same. So if that means that the owner has to charge up and pay more money, like has to pay $28 million to the player in order for it to equal $25 million in Orlando or in Dallas, then that should be part of the salary cap.
I'm totally with you. Like, I know at that point, at some point, a person who makes a normal amount of money is like, why would that matter?
Yeah.
Like, you're making $25 million. Even after taxes, you're taking home a perfectly healthy chunk of change. Like, dude, it matters.
Yeah.
If somebody's telling you, hey, you can have $25 million, or I don't know what the tax rate is exactly, but or you can have $15
million. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go where I have 25.
Well, that, and I think California, like, it caps out. It's above 9%, like 9-10%, I think. But that's what we're talking about. We're talking about like 10%. So again, if you give a guy $25 million in California, he loses $2.5 million more than if he were to get that in Dallas.
Yeah, man.
And yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Lots to figure out with the NBA. Plenty to figure out with the Kings as well. But that's so with Malik, the 2 years. Yeah, give him 2 years, and then, you know, have a wink, wink, nudge, nudge agreement that there's a 2-64 waiting for him after the 25-26 season.
Uh-huh.
That plays unless Malik Monk turns into a pumpkin. And after that second year, the Kings are like, oh.
Well, that's why you give him a 4-year deal with an opt-out after two. That's why.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. It's not two separate contracts.
No. You'd have a 4-year deal with a player option after two.
Got
he can
it.
Have one option. You can do it after 2 years. He can opt out just for his own security. Like,
sure.
He'd be silly not to do a 4-year deal, but with the opt out.
Okay,
after two.
I thought the and way then, that was.
And if he opts out, now he's a 4-year player on one roster, and he can get full Larry Bird in that summer.
I misread the Keith Smith thing yesterday. I thought it was two separate. Like, he's got a bet on himself.
No,
in year the first 2 years where okay, that makes more sense. Anyways. Kings offseason stuff, you know? We'll keep talking about it.
It's complicated.
It is. A lot going on. I can't wait for... I need it to just start. I need something to happen. I need a draft to happen. I need free agency to... At some point, we gotta see what's going on. I need to know whether to be outraged or excited. That's all. Let me know. I'm all over the place emotionally right now. Good idea or bad idea? Coming up next, three headlines. We will tell you whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. Coming up on the Insiders, we're sponsored by Jiffy Lube, and we're on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Center.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
All right, before we get to good idea, bad idea, I want to revisit a good idea, bad idea from earlier this week. The Lions gave Jared Goff a reported four-year deal worth up to $212 million. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk has the structure. The five-year deal pays out $235.61 million. That's an average of $47.122 million per year. He gets $75.6 million this year. He gets $18 million in 2025, $55 million in 2026, and $40 million in 2027, with $47 million in 2028.
That's wild.
So it's basically a four-year deal that averages about $38 million per year, is what it comes out to. That sounds way more reasonable. Like, if that's four at an AAV of 38 for a player like Jared Goff is prime.
Yeah.
A-plus deal by the Lions. Great work.
There it is.
Good idea.
So now it makes you feel much more confident about what might happen in Brock Purdy?
No, because I think TBD. I need to see what Brock looks like this year.
Okay.
If he is what he was last year, where there's some good individual plays, but then there's some also like, ooh, where, man, he had bouts of inaccuracy. Like the beginning of the Giants game was really rough. The Cleveland game was obviously really bad. The playoff game against Green Bay wasn't great. He was fine in the Super Bowl. He wasn't good necessarily. He wasn't good in the Super Bowl, but he wasn't bad. He was just fine. He made some nice plays, but I'm fascinated to see. I think the Niners are going to pay him like 50 plus a year. I guess that's kind of what it's going to come out to. But I think if you're the Niners, you're looking at this Goff deal and like, ooh, if we can keep it in that $38 to $40 million a year range, that's just really advantageous.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see.
And you can't even negotiate that now, right?
In theory, you can.
Okay.
If the Niners really wanted to be like, yeah, you know what? Play the last year of your deal and go test the free agent market. See what's out there for you. Because we believe in you. I don't know if the rest of the league does.
Mm.
If you're another team and you watch Brock Purdy play with the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan and Brandon Ayuk and Debo Samuel and George Kittle and Christian McCaffrey with Trent Williams as his left tackle and one of the five or eight best defenses in the league on the other side of the ball, and you're looking at your team that needs a quarterback, are you going, yeah, that's a guy we want to pay 55 to?
Mm.
I don't know. I don't think so.
All right.
But anyways, really interested to see how that all shakes out. Good idea or bad idea? Three headlines. We will tell you if the headline is a good idea or a bad idea. Number one, last night, Ronel Blanco, pitcher for the Astros, got ejected for having a sticky substance in his glove. Pause. There's a quote after the game from the umpire, the stickiest stuff I've felt on a glove. Good idea or bad idea by Ronel Blanco to try and skirt the Major League Baseball sticky stuff rules?
I'm going to say that's a bad idea. Especially, didn't he just throw a no-no? Or,
yeah, in his first start.
Yeah, in his first start. Yeah. And now you're going to wonder, okay.
Well, he's getting checked that game too.
Maybe.
Look, here's my breaking the rules is typically a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're Ronel Blanco, and maybe he's been getting away with this. Maybe he's been skirting the rules, and last night he just got caught. He got a little bit carried away.
Okay.
Or maybe he just hasn't. Maybe before the game, when he was warming up, he's like, "Gosh, I'm just not feeling my pitches today. I need a little something." I don't know. If it's an ejection and that's it, hey, it's worth it.
Okay.
If you just weren't feeling your stuff, yeah, why not?
And it's not like he's a young man. You know, this is a dude who's been. It took him forever to get to the bigs. He's almost 31. And so, yeah, I guess if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, I guess. But that's still, to me, like, I don't know. I don't want, especially if you're the Astros, I don't want that hanging over you. You're already the team that's known for cheating.
That's a good point.
And so I don't know, you know, you got a guy who's 4-0 with a 2.09 ERA, and he's, you know, started 8 games and he's got a complete game shut out and no hitter. And you're like, man, you tempted fate. You went out there and tried it again.
Yeah.
Or you may have. And now everyone's wondering. So, yeah, I don't know that I'm going to. Well, I guess if it works, it's just wild.
Number two, the Timberwolves have decided that their plan for defending Nikola Jokic is throwing the Defensive Player of the Year, 4-time Defensive Player of the Year, rookie Gobert at him. Good idea or bad idea?
That's a bad idea.
Really bad.
He just got owned.
What did they... Look, I'm sure Rudy Gobert, who takes great pride in his defense and is like a mad scientist defender.
Yes.
I'm sure if we sat down with a whiteboard with Rudy Gobert, he would go through defensive coverages and know it. I'm sure he is a defensive whiz. I'm sure he's saying, I want this assignment. I want. Too bad, dog. You've gotten 2 opportunities. Nigh 3 opportunities. And it's not working.
Yeah, you really don't want all that smoke.
No. I'm sure he's going to stand there and go, Coach Finch, I got it tonight. If you're Chris Finch, you cannot got it tonight. You cannot try that again.
Nope.
It's not going to play.
And there's a good chance they're still going to beat you.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the inevitability of the Denver Nuggets. But to me, the Timberwolves tomorrow, we'll talk about this more tomorrow, you have to throw the kitchen sink at Nikola Jokic from a blitzing him standpoint, from a doubling him,
to, hey, here's single cut. Hey, we're going to throw a smaller defender on him. I just try literally anything you can. That's it.
Chances are it won't work.
The one-on-one against Rudy Gobert is not the vibe, though.
No, it's over.
Number three. HBO or Max or whatever it's called now has announced that Hard Knocks Off-Season Edition will feature the New York Giants, and it is unprecedented action behind the scenes to the New York Giants during the offseason, not training camp.
Okay.
This is like free agency, the draft. Not the show, because I think the show is brilliant. That's going to be so much fun. But good idea or bad idea to have it be the Giants?
That's a bad idea. Kyle, you know when you watch home improvement shows, you know what they don't show you?
Mm-hmm.
Is when they paint the house on the outside, mm-hmm. and then the paint dries. They don't show you that.
No, they sure don't.
They don't. So I don't want to watch a team that's not good and that doesn't have any pizzazz and is lacking in like a special, like spectacular player,
mm-hmm.
or a group of players. Like, why would you choose a team like that isn't very good?
I have no idea.
Like, I don't get it.
Maybe there was some fascination with what they do at quarterback. Maybe there's a bunch of discussion. I mean, maybe this unearths a bunch of private conversations they had about, I mean, private, quote unquote, a bunch of private conversations they had about Daniel Jones, and it's going to be a super exciting thing, or the Saquon Barkley saga, but I'm not buying that the Giants are going to be super interesting. Charlie's here. Hey, Charlie.
This is for use after the show.
After
the show.
I gave him wine on the show.
Yeah, we've been drinking the whole show, Charlie.
We are hammered.
I know, and it's been one of the better shows, too. There we go.
Oh, good.
It's non-winning behavior in our building.
That's right. Thanks, Charlie.
All right. I thought Charlie was going to hop in here and do a bit.
Oh.
I thought you were going to come in and chat with us.
I'll chat with you.
Oh my God.
What are we talking?
We're talking about whatever this is.
A little Green Spot Irish whiskey.
Oh my God.
That is fine stuff, man.
Yeah,
I'm wondering if we should crack this thing right now.
That's what I'm saying. Other side. There you go.
You know, they need to have something like a red dot on these things or something.
If you noticed a little silver bit down there where the mic connects to the XLR.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's how you know. That's the front of the mic.
There we go.
That's good to know.
My birthday is August 15th, by the way.
Oh.
Well, mine's the 21st, so we'll just go out and get drunk on the 15th and stay drunk through the 22nd.
Perfect.
So, there we go.
Looking forward to it. You're a Leo. That makes sense why we get along so well. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Amazing.
Yeah. That's going to be good.
Thanks, Charlie.
There you go.
I'm going to need a full review of your green spot.
Okay. I'm going to line up all the whiskeys and, you know. You can come up. We can have a whiskey tasting party at the
house. That sounds like a great time. One year, so for our Super Bowl party in
Reno.
There's
an interesting reason why they call it Green Spot.
Oh, why is that?
They shared a storage area. And so in order to distinguish their whiskey from somebody else's whiskey, they went through and put green spots on the barrel.
Brilliant.
And they said, okay, well, let's just call it Green Spot.
I love that.
So now they also have Yellow Spot, Red Spot, and Blue Spot. Blue Spot is $329 a barrel. I have not had that yet.
Oh, a barrel or a bottle?
I mean, a bottle.
Oh, okay.
Oh, a barrel would be.
$329 a barrel.
I wouldn't be working here if I could
have a barrel at the house. Oh, this sounds really good. I'm in.
Yeah, I had some for.
You dabbled?
For St. Patrick's Day, and it was wonderful.
Love it.
I'm in.
Yeah, well, shout out to Charlie.
That's
what we're doing.
So, there we go. Right.
Thanks, we're going to hit a break.
Well, do it. We need to pay the bills.
Dude, I've been cash money on my breaks this week, by the way.
Well.
It's been breaking on time like crazy.
Well, they tell me that's important.
Yeah. I have no idea.
Especially to your paycheck. So.
Okay.
Hey. James, we're going to let float, but you, you're responsible for the breaks.
There we go.
Happy birthday.
Well, we're going to make sure to get out of here right now then. Charlie O, everybody. It's the boss man here at ESPN 1320, giving James a birthday gift. The handoff coming up next. I believe it is D'Lo's turn today. D'Lo and KC coming up at noon. Damian Barling will come in for the handoff next on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Center.
Childish Gambino tickets available all day on KSFM. Win them before you can buy them. 3-7, D'Lo and KC.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
It's a true story.
I'm sure it is. I got to talk to our people about that because I would like to go.
Yeah, Chase Center, man. Childish Gambino.
I can't wait. I'm really excited for it. I haven't listened to his new, the completed album, the one he released during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. It was just the weird instrumentals and noises, and now he put vocals on them.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to that yet, but I'm excited to.
Yeah, he's a unique... He's a unique individual.
It's one way to put it.
Yeah, he's very unique. Incredibly talented, though.
Yeah.
Incredibly talented.
Yeah. Did you watch Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yes.
I don't. Yeah, and I feel like I'm missing out on that.
Really good. It turns out season two, spoiler alert, I guess, kind of, is not going to have the same actors in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like Donald Glover's not in it?
Correct. Oh, and wow. Neither is Erskine?
I'm not.
I just saw the thing for the renewal, but didn't realize that Donald Glover wasn't a part of it.
I could see that making sense, though, because there are others like in the series. They're not the only Mr.
Maya
and Mrs.
Erskine.
Smith.
Sorry.
Yeah, they're not the only Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Right.
Oh, okay.
It's like a 007 type of deal.
They're introduced to another Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Right.
Okay. Got it.
It's a great show. Really, really good.
Emotional, yeah, I enjoyed
it. Weirdly emotional, but also like action-packed. Very good.
All right.
Yeah.
Highly recommend. You sold me.
What do you recommend?
I'm not a big TV. I don't have anything. I'm not a big TV watcher. Unless it's part of the Power Universe and there's nothing is on.
Sure.
I don't have any. I don't have any recommendations.
Veil has been really good on Hulu so far. It's been good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm digging it. It's complex.
We just favorited that one to put on our list.
Yeah.
We watched a show called Baby Reindeer. Totally insane.
It's
incredible, incredible television.
Yeah,
but I don't think I'd recommend it.
So, it's called Baby Reindeer.
Yeah,
could you give me the premise?
It's about a man who is being stalked by a woman, and it is a true story.
It's not what I would have gathered by the title.
It's what she calls him.
Okay, I thought it'd be like a Rudolph story.
No, well, that's what when you see it. And you see it on Netflix, it's like, oh, this looks like a goofy, silly movie. And then you read the synopsis, it's like, oh!
Okay.
And then you get into the show, and it's like, oh!
So
it is a tough watch.
It's a movie?
No, it's a limited series. Yeah.
Okay, got you.
Yeah. All and right. It's a true story about this comedian who went through this in his life. It's bonkers.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Anyways. Sounds interesting. I feel like I miss out. Like all of these series, people really get excited for. I've never seen any of them.
Like, that's kind of how I am too.
What was the game show one? The Japanese game show one? Everybody went nuts for.
Oh, Squid Game, Korean.
Yeah, never Korean. Never saw it. Never.
It was. It's not everybody's bag for sure.
Yeah.
Entertainment-wise.
When you start having subtitles, you lose me because that means I have to stare at the screen the entire show. That's really tough for me.
That's good for me because I will scroll my phone and watch a whole episode and be like, yeah, I'm going to have to revisit that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to revisit that.
Yeah. That's why I'll watch important games on mute.
Yes.
Because it's like I can't turn away from it when the sound is off. So
yes.
There's a really important game I know we need to be like dialed into.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just cut the sound off.
Interesting.
I got my new vinyl set up. So I throw on some music and I mute the game and I sit there on my couch and watch it and listen to music.
There you go.
It's a great time. It's a great way to.
It's good vibes.
Yeah. It's a great way to take it again.
Vinyl's the way to go.
It really is, man.
Vinyl's the way to go for vibes. I had this set up upstairs in the old house. And I found myself never listening to the records because I don't want to run upstairs every 15 minutes to turn the record over.
Right.
Mm.
So the setup now is downstairs.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will be utilized much more.
Can't wait.
Sweet.
We'll be in there.
It's James's birthday.
It is. Oh, yeah. No, we already. Yeah. We
already. I'm a winner.
That's you will not be slept on no more, brother.
Mm-mm.
That's right.
Yeah. I like that you have buttons over there.
Dude, it's my favorite thing.
I'm a dog.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
An abomination.
Were you surprised at how the Knicks came out last night?
Yeah, a little bit. I thought the out of gas narrative was a little bit overblown, but at the same time, I didn't think there was a Sacramento Kings situation for them where they drop three in a row, win one on the road, and then come back for game seven. To me, if they're going to win this series, they had to win last night.
Yeah.
Like, they had to show some type of life, especially with what happened on Sunday. Like, that was just bad. Mm-hmm. So to come out and play the way that they did, there's two things in that game. Like, Knicks came out, they looked fantastic, but it's also the reason it's tough to fully buy into Indiana. Like, they turned the ball over, they couldn't hit shot. Like, they are very much like a feast or famine team. Like, they scored, what, like 90 points yesterday, 90-something? Like, that's not... It's kind of the Kings conversation in to a certain degree. You've got to find different ways to win games.
Mm-hmm.
And you go back and you look at games one and game two, and like, they were in those games, but those were like 120 points per. Like,
yes.
those were mm-hmm. Yo, Pacers will take that chance. If you're scoring in the 90s, there's almost no chance the Pacers are winning that game.
Nope.
And like, last night's game was 100% about the Knicks, but I also turned away from that game before the Denver one started thinking that I think I believe in them a little bit more than KC does, but that last night is why it's really tough to buy them moving forward. They have a lot of things that they have to correct. I don't think that this is their year no matter what, but I do think they have some growth in them. And
you're talking about Indiana.
Indiana.
Oh, Tyrese was embarrassing last night.
Tyrese has just been frustratingly inconsistent.
Yeah.
You know, he'll have those games. You know, he's had two games where he scored like 23 or 24 in the first half.
Yeah.
One, he ended with 33, and it couldn't have been, you know, more inconsequential. That was game two. Mm-hmm. The other one, I think he ended with 34, and they won. So it felt a little bit different, but it's like, come on, Ty.
Yeah, we were talking about this last night via text, but it was the, like, hiding from the basketball.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, gets to the key, kicks it out, and then gets to the top and hangs out by half court. Like, what?
Who did they just play in the last round?
The Bucks.
So the Bucks was the one that had that. Oh yeah, it was the crazy Chris Middleton overtime game. Ty winds up hitting the game winning what amounted to be the game winning shot. We're watching that game here. That was like a 2:30 start. We're watching the end. I know one thing. Ty isn't taking the shot.
Yeah.
There's no way Tyrese is taking the shot. Yeah. And salute, not only did he take the shot, he went to the basket, went up with intention, and got fouled. Made the basket and got fouled. So credit to him. He's capable of doing it, but man, he'll shy away from it.
Yeah, no doubt. James, happy birthday to you. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. D'Lo and KC. It's coming up next. I'm sure plenty of NBA playoff stuff. WNBA started last night. I'm sure there'll be some stuff on that. What else?
Lots of overreactions to what happened in the WNBA.
Last Can't year. Wait. D'Lo and KC coming up next on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Leader. Bye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.